It's time for Topic A, and joining us on the line, it's Springfield Ward 9 Alderman Jim Donlin. Alderman, thanks for coming on with us today.
Well, thanks for asking me, Kyle. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing great. Starting to get in the holiday spirits, and I hope you are too. I mean, better late than never, I guess.
Well, you really can't help it. It's going to be here fast, and we're ready. I'm excited about it, actually.
Well, listen, last night's city council meeting, I know there was a vote on money for Taylor House. How was that, and what else went down last night?
Well, the Taylor House, that was last week, and it did indeed pass. And last night we did some other significant things, and it's really, I'll tell you, that our meetings are interesting sometimes, and that last night was short, but we did some pretty heavy lifting. One of the things that was done is the Enos Park TIF was extended formally by council action. That authority was granted by the legislature. And then we also we expanded the physical area of the SHA TIF, as we call it. And, TIF is, tax increment financing, is really one of the only effective economic development tools that cities like Springfield have at our disposal. And the fact that we're able to extend the life of the Enos Park TIF and therefore over a period of time inject some revenue and resources and investment into that area directly can only reap benefits for this community.
Yeah, of course. Do you guys see any TIF benefits out your way in Ward 9, or is that more of a downtown thing?
Well, we don't have any active TIF districts in Ward 9. We had one that was closed down a few years ago, but it's something that, there's obviously qualifications in order to have an area in a TIF district initially, and downtown is a great example, and it's meant for revitalizing areas and spurring economic development. But, when that happens anywhere in the city, it benefits not only Ward 9, but all over. So.
Yeah, we're chatting with Springfield Ward 9 Alderman Jim Donlin. Speaking of money issues, I want to ask you, because I had your colleague Chuck Redpath from Ward 1 on a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him the same question. Your thoughts on ARP funds, ARP funds, American Rescue Plan. What's your thinking about how those monies should be distributed across wards?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I think that we need to make sure as a council that we do have money distributed in all areas of Springfield, and because we all have needs. I think that's been evident in our meetings. For example, in Ward 9 specifically, we have some infrastructure drainage issues, in particular at the intersection of Coconino and Washington. It floods. It floods continually. Anytime there's even a minor rain event. I know we've pushed and have gotten some engineering underway, which is an important step, and those funds hopefully can help as well as some others. And there's other infrastructure issues throughout the city, and a lot of those are underground, sewer issues that people may not see until there's an actual problem like the one I just described.
But yeah.
There's no shortage, that's for sure.
Yeah. I know that that Redpath made a good point that certain wards derive money from marijuana sales, from online, or from gambling. And so it's not exactly equal when you go at it from that direction.
Well, I think that's why we haven't been quiet as council members, bringing our issues to the forefront and making sure that they get the attention. And as an example, one of the items that was brought up recently is this whole Chatham Road repaving, and it was, it was an old dilapidated, I don't want to say dilapidated, but it was a concrete road with a lot of bumps and problems. And this asphalt overlay has been great. And we were able to extend that. They were initially going to stop, I believe, at Old Jacksonville Road coming from the south, and we went all the way up to Jefferson, which is in my ward. And I tell you, I've heard nothing but compliments, not only how, by the result, but how it was done. And that's something we should all be proud of.
Okay. What's coming up at the next meeting? We've got one, next week, Committee of the Whole?
Oh, there's always fun coming at City Council, that's for sure. We do have a committee next week on Tuesday. And, it's as far as number of ordinances next week, it's not a great number of ordinances that we introduced last night. But there are some that I'm sure that will raise issues and discussion that we'll have on next week.
Okay, Jim.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Add something at the end. We've got about a minute left.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you know, as our meetings tend to be, you know, sometimes like last night, we did something that was quiet. It was on the consent agenda, but I think it's important. We passed an ordinance that funded the CWLP underground cable cabling project. And, you know, that's things that people don't necessarily see, but things that are important to keep electricity solid. And, you know, we do things like that. Things like that are going to be coming up on our agenda, I know, but I'm a strong advocate for infrastructure improvements and public safety, and we'll continue to focus on that in 2022.
Yeah, sounds good. Jim Donlan, Ward 9 Alderman here in Springfield, thanks for coming on with us, Alderman, and Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, and thanks for having me, and Happy New Year.